The woman opened her eyes. She had in fact been conscious for over an hour, Lindsay knew. He admired the self-control. She sat up slowly.
Where's this?
You don't sound French, said Lindsay. She hesitated. If her head had been transparent, one would have been able to see the gears mesh.
I see, she said.
She was small and on the skinny side. That was an advantage for a mover. Less weight meant more speed. She didn't look like a mass murderer, but Lindsay recalled that mass murderers never did.
Like to hear my side? She said.
I know it, said Lindsay. You were a security guard at Ford Base. You were on duty. Why didn't you get poisoned?
It was in the water. He put it in the purification plant, but I only had milk and sandwiches.
Okay. And then?
He was off duty. That meant he was able to sneak up to the spring and tip the stuff in. A nerve poison, I think. He came down a few hours later. He didn't expect to see me. But I'd got some extra batteries together, and I snuck up behind him. And I would have got him if he hadn't turned. And then there was the chase. I expect he's told you about that.
There was a snort from Valiente, who was sitting just inside the tent. Moths did Zimmerman turns around the solitary low-wattage bulb overhead. Lindsay sat back. You could have jumped him.
What?
Moved down one world, gone to his position and jumped back behind him. Don't they still call it that these days? It was a favorite with muggers. She grinned weakly.
You mean abduct him? The base is on piles. You can't rely on getting the levels right.
Lindsay nodded. If the levels weren't right, the minimal safeties in the belt wouldn't allow you to come out, for example, knee-deep in concrete. Even a basic belt would only allow you to move if there was nothing at your destination. Air didn't count. Air got out of the way quick enough. Well now, he said. Neat, isn't it?
You don't believe all that, shouted Valiente. I've been...
Lindsay ignored him. He looked at the security card. Says here your name is Anna Shear. How long have you been in this business?
A year.
Not long. Shear nodded. But that was how it was. Anyone with any expertise in anything was rushed into service. Mankind was eating worlds faster than he could digest them. What he normally wanted was matches and machetes, but security guards were hot property in a civilization where nothing was secure.
Tell me about Forever France, said Lindsay.
She glanced from him to Valiente.
What do you think you already know? She demanded.
They're fanatics. They won't suffer anyone else to colonize a sideways France.
He tell you that?
Yeah, but it fits. I recall 5, 10 years ago, there was all kinds of weird nationalism.
Well, not now.
She stood up, noting how Lindsay's barely perceptible movement revealed the pistol by the chair. Her pistol. She'd been told about him. He must be a madman. He could have been richer than Croesus, but he'd left it all and hidden up here in the High Megas.
It was true in the old days, she said. Life's tougher now. There's still some jockeying among politicians, though. That's what lies behind Forever France. They're just mercenaries. A political lever. Everyone can deplore them, but at bottom, they're useful to have around. You know what I mean? The politicians can have them say, of course we would not dream of using violence, but unfortunately, public feeling is running so high that... and so on.
Valiente laughed bitterly.
Yeah, sure, you're probably right.
Ask him about COM-23, said Shear.
I don't know anything about COM-23, except what I heard, Valiente ended, slightly lamely.
He led it, she went on relentlessly. 20 of them abduct a bunch of peaceful colonists. I can't even remember why it was supposed to be important, but what they did was... they put them all in...
COM-23 was a massacre, said Lindsay.
And the sea's a puddle.
She spoke as if reading a script inside her eyeball.
I can't even recall who financed it. The Middle East were a mess anyway. But what they did at COM-23 was supposed to be a warning, because all they left was,
Why are you listening to this? Valiente demanded. I don't know what he told you his name was, but his real name, at least as far as we know, is Martin Venhouse. He's got a scar right down his back, starting at the left armpit. He's skilled with most hand weapons and nearly as ruthless without them. He...
Valiente looked up. Lindsay's gaze was as penetrating as an auger. Both men moved, but Lindsay's hand was first. It didn't have so far to go. The gun came up smoothly, and Valiente waited for the shot. He knew there would be impact and numbness. No pain yet. Perhaps no pain ever. It didn't come. But the pistol stayed up.